The magnitude of the flooding in Indian-administered Kashmir is still unfolding. The state government has appealed to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi for financial aid, as parts of Srinagar, a city of 1 million, remain submerged with residents missing. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from the flooded city.
In this city of picturesque houseboats, new lakes from torrential rains lapped as high as 2 stories in parts of the city. Waves hit the curb like a breakwater as cars plow the streets. While the floodwaters are receding, residents are venting their anger. At this traffic-choked crossing Saturday, men and women clambered inside a local government relief truck, cleaning it out of sacks of rice.
People are hungry, and they have now started to steal the food out of the distribution truck. And nothing and no one is stopping them, though the police are just feet away.
The Kashmiri police literally ran away when asked why they had not intervened. Janella Nagar, age 50, was muscled aside by the frenzied crowd. We had nothing to eat for days, says the mother of four. Najjar points to an injured leg and says, now it's so difficult to scuffle and jostle in these crowds. She adds, I worry we won't survive because I had to drink the flood water. Not far from this scene, a boat from the National Disaster Response Force plies the fetid waters. On shore, a crowd shouts for a ride on the inflatable craft that hovers over the streets, now covered by 5 feet of water. We spot men swimming through the flotsam. We float past the city's largest maternity hospital, now emptied of patients. 17-year-old Gurpreet Bakshi boards the boat and sums up her mental state.
Very depressed.
Bakshi says her family has spent the past 3 days living at a mosque because their waterlogged home is about to collapse.
We were taken to the mosque by the initiative of the local people only. The government didn't help us at all.
Back on dry land, volunteer doctors say there is a shortage of medicine. There are reports that 14 children died in a flooded hospital. Surgeon Asif Kande says at his small private Ahmed hospital, volunteers donated fuel to keep the generator going. In 3 of the worst days of flooding, he says his was the city's only functioning hospital, and doctors performed 90 cesarean sections.
Nine, oh.
How many would you normally perform in 3 days?
In this hospital, maybe 4.
The army says it has rescued some 125,000 people despite being pelted with stones in some places. A revolt against Indian rule here has simmered for decades. Kashmir is claimed by both India and Pakistan, and a heavy army presence keeps a lid on rebellion. Firdis Ahmed Mir says,
the crux of the problem is we are an occupied people. That is why they are not interested in saving us.
The remark is repeated in this disaster where anger over the floods has become an extension of the general rage over Kashmir's disputed status. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.